My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 9th of September 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
Okay, my name's Louise Elizabeth Madison. My date of birth is 28th of June 1981, and I'm originally from Lincolnshire, but I'm currently studying at Manchester University.
So when did you first hear about the project?
On the TV, on Channel 4 News.
And what inspired you to take part?
Just thought it looked really cool and interesting, and I'm always interested in doing slightly different, slightly quirky things, and that's why I applied.
So have you been involved in the performing arts before?
No, not really.
So this is the first first of its kind?
Yep.
And what happened when you found out you got the place? I mean, what was running through your mind?
When I opened the email, I was surprised, shocked, scared, but incredibly excited at the same time.
So what do you plan to do on the plinth?
On the plinth, I'm going to be doing, there's three main elements. There's science experiments, there's Lincolnshire, which is where I'm from, and there's mountain rescue, because I'm raising money for them.
So what were your, with mountain rescue,
yeah.
do you work?
No, earlier this year, I fell over in Snowdonia, slipped and broke my ankle, so I'm kind of raising money for them as a thank you for them helping me that day.
Mm-hmm. And the others, Lincolnshire, are you, what is it that you're promoting?
Okay, so I'm promoting Lincolnshire. I'm going to let people know where it is, because whenever I go anywhere and I tell people where I'm from, they don't know where it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to highlight some scientists and explorers from Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom of plinth, my mum's going to have a small table, and we've got permission to give out Lincolnshire foods,
yeah,
for a small donation to Mountain Rescue.
Okay.
And then science experiments, self-inflating balloons, balloons on skewers, cholera and Mentos reactions, red cabbage indicator, lava lamps, all sorts of different things.
So you're coming from a scientific background, I'm
guessing. Yeah.
So how did you get into, you know, finding out about science? I mean, was there someone that inspired you?
I've always been interested in how things work. From when I was very little, I'd pull things apart and try and work out how they worked and then put them back together. So it was just a natural progression for me to study science at university.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit about your background, just where you're from and growing up, if that's okay?
Okay, so I'm from Lincolnshire, and we live in the middle of nowhere. There's one set of neighbours on the side, but all around it's fields. And I think that's where I got my outdoor enthusiasm from, currently like going off, trying to find things. Got a little microscope when I was like 3 years old and looking at things, trying to work out how things worked. And then went to Nottingham University, studied chemistry, then had some time out, went travelling, exploring in Chile, Argentina, South America, and then came back, started a job in the NHS, and then decided to go back to university full time to study a PhD in systems biology.
Okay.
And that's at Manchester University.
Okay. And so now, what? So you're still studying, do you say, or what are your plans to do? What are your plans after the degree?
Plans afterwards. I think I'd like to stay in science.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether I'd want to stay at the research edge or go to more like the fun kind of science communication,
mm-hmm,
writing articles, doing science shows, that kind of thing.
Cool. And going on the plinth, who would you say you're doing this for?
Doing it for Mountain Rescue, definitely,
yeah,
to try and raise as much money as possible for them.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier you're slightly nervous. I mean, is it kind of, you're seeing it as a kind of challenge for you as well, in a sense? I mean, if you haven't been involved in the performing arts before, or?
Well, a lot of what I'm doing I've done before, the science shows and getting the public involved in science.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose just myself up there,
mm,
it's quite challenging.
When you say get the public involved, what other projects were there?
Okay, so I've worked for Manchester Science Festival, doing voluntary work for them.
Okay.
So Piccadilly Railway Station, I was getting commuters involved and doing science experiments.
Mm-hmm.
I've done like flashbang lectures in front of school kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really interested in trying to engage the public and make them think about science and,
mm-hmm,
just really value it and appreciate what it does for people.
That's great, that's really good. And any hopes and fears about going up there?
I hope it's gonna go alright. I hope my experiment's gonna work and people can see them.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose my biggest fear is that maybe I run out of time.
So, I mean, yeah, with the experiments, are you going to divide them up into individual sections?
Yeah, so I'm going to move from science, from experiment to experiment, explain what it is, because it can all be done with household ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I'll take my lab coat off and then I'll go to the Lincolnshire section. And then it works its way back through science and exploring, which are like my keywords, yellow belly for somebody from Lincolnshire, and
mm-hmm.
exploring and science back to mountain rescue and why I'm there.
Mm-hmm. But just going back to like what you're saying about getting the public engaged, what's the desire to, you know, to do that? Was there someone, or was there a teacher or something that kind of from a young age for you?
I think.
Inspired?
Definitely when I was at school doing GCSE science and A-level chemistry, I had this teacher called Mr. Baton, and he was brilliant, and he would like make the lessons fun and
mm-hmm.
like make associations with why it's applicable to real life and,
mm-hmm.
and why it's important to be involved in science, and he was brilliant.
Yeah, that's great. What is the main thing you'd say about yourself, about who you are as a person?
What, in like a few words, or...?
Or...
Quirky scientist with
quirky scientist.
From Lincolnshire who wants to donate, wants to raise money for mountain rescue.
Cool. When you say quirky, why do you say quirky?
Because I've got a bit of a quirky asymmetric haircut, got red framed spectacles. When I was outside, the security guy checking all my luggage was like, this is definitely interesting, we've not had one of these before.
Mm-hmm.
And asked my mum where she got me from.
where she got you from?
Yeah. Where she got me from, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll come home worse for him then. But do you like to do quirky experiments also?
I'm doing visual stuff to try
mm-hmm.
and get people interested. I suppose they're not quirky, but they're interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And could you explain some of the ones you're doing?
Yeah.
You're doing a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Is that right? And then...
So, lava lamp, you have a 2-litre Coke bottle filled with
mm-hmm.
Oil to like 3/4. Then you add 1/4 water and food colouring.
Mm-hmm.
You crush up an Alka-Seltzer, so you put it in and it creates the bubbles, and then it just keeps going and going round and it looks like a lava lamp. I put some glitter in there to make it a bit more sparkly. So, balloons on skewers, try and put a skewer in a balloon and it'll just pop. But that's because you're putting on where the high tension area is. But there's two at either end of the balloon,
mm-hmm.
it's a dark patch where it's low tension. So when you put a skewer through there, it'll take it and it'll form a little seal.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get it on a little wooden skewer.
Okay.
So self-inflating balloons, that's to do with having vinegar in a bottle,
mm-hmm.
and then that reacts with bicarbonate soda. On the top of the bottle, you've got your balloon. So the reaction causes CO2 gas, carbon dioxide, to bubble up and fill the balloon and keep it inflated.
That's great.
So there's other ones like eggs, so unbreakable eggs, they've been in vinegar. So what makes bones and eggs strong is something called hydroxyl apatite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's made with calcium. So the vinegar comes in and it pulls the calcium out into solution.
Mm-hmm.
So it loses its hardness and then they're unbreakable and they're all soft and rubbery.
Okay,
then. So there you go. You've learnt
yeah.
something.
Yeah, that's great. And are you going to explain? Are you going to kind of do a bit of narration as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Talking through the mic, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Would you? And also, Lincolnshire. What is the? So you want to kind of get it back onto the map? You see.
Definitely.
But when? How are you plan to do that? You're gonna tell facts about.
So I've got a little book that I've made about
mm-hmm.
Lincolnshire. So. I'm going to go through the book and I've got like where it is, some facts. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
weave it in with like Lincolnshire speciality foods like stuffed chine and plum bread and Lincolnshire sausages
yeah.
and Piper's crisps. And then I'm going to go to science and explorers like Isaac Newton, he was from Lincolnshire,
mm-hmm.
Flinders and Franklin, who went and did exploring around Australia. I'm going to work those in and try and get people a bit more engaged and know where Lincolnshire is.
Sure. This is a totally different question, but what would you say is most important in your life at the moment?
That's an interesting question. I think the most important thing in my life at the moment is my relationship with my boyfriend Richard, because he's just been amazing support and he's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And that sounds so soppy, but it's true.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's great. And also, coming to like the end of your experience in the plinth, do you think it will have an impact on you?
I think it'll be a great memorable moment, and I think it'll stay with me forever.
Yeah.
Mm.
With Anthony Gormley's work, are you a follower?
Yeah, definitely.
What is it about his work that you
aspects
of it you like?
I like the fact that it's generally big and it's bold, and I like the fact that there's engagement with people as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about it. It's very down-to-earth art, and people can all appreciate it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I guess doing the same thing you're trying to do, trying to, you know, get people that might not know.
Yeah,
necessarily
absolutely.
Much about art and kind of, you know, sort of accessibility.
Yeah, and getting people interested in science.
Yeah.
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 Definitely. Similar parallel.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think it's a good representation of the UK? Like, you know, with having such diverse characters, do you think it gives a good
portrait? I think naturally the people who are going to apply are going to be people who are extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe it's not an unbiased sample of a population, but it's still a good idea.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for the interview.
Okay.
I hope your hour goes well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.